You are about to hear the Travel World radio show. Travel World is a one-hour travel magazine. We send satellite automation tones for your convenience. A 25 hertz tone signals you to switch to your own local programming. A 35 hertz tone signals you to switch back to our program. And now, a few words about our show timing. The show itself begins at 5 minutes past the hour. This break is for local news, weather, and sports as provided by you, our affiliate radio stations. The show is broken up into four parts. There are three commercial breaks between these parts. Each break is 4 minutes long, and they air at 15 minutes past the hour, 30 minutes past the hour, and 45 minutes past the hour. The show ends at 59 minutes and 30 seconds past the hour. The last 30 seconds are for local station identification. Please see our website, www.twc.ca, for more information. Travel World is produced in Montreal. If you wish to run Travel World on your station, please contact Willem Backus at 514-861-3488. That's 514-861-3488. We also invite you to visit our website for affiliation information. Our website is www.travelworldradio.com. Travel World is licensed on a bartered basis, provided that the show is aired intact and that the first 2 minutes of each break are aired as is, without change. You may replace the second 2 minutes of each break with your own local ads. We do require that you inform us that you did run the show and when. We accept standard syndication affidavits. You may rebroadcast the show as many times as you wish, and you may distribute it freely, provided that it is aired intact. You may not cut out segments of the show without our prior written permission. Please see our website, www.twc.ca, for more information.
Overweight? Tried to lose weight? Find it impossible? You should know that dieting will never work because there is no such thing as willpower. According to the Federal Center for Disease Control, the concept that willpower will lead to weight loss is a myth and responsible for a sharp increase in obesity. There are hardcore dieters that have gone through life-threatening procedures such as stomach stapling and liposuction. It's all unnecessary. Fat Destroyer, a new easy-to-take herbal supplement, will eliminate fat, ugly cellulite, and a fat gut safely with no hunger pangs at all. Fat Destroyer naturally burns away fat. A miracle. Fat Destroyer is based on research done at Harvard University and other leading research centers, and even written up in the Journal of Clinical Nutrition. Lose weight the only way that works. To try Fat Destroyer risk-free through this special radio offer, call 1-800-851-5313. To achieve your weight loss goals, don't delay. Call 1-800-851-5313. That's 1-800-851-5313.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
I'm here with Fearless Janice, the woman who has devoted her life to trying anything. Now, she's about to prove it to us by eating a cinder block sandwich.
You got it, Dan. I feel it's important to be adventurous.
Janice, is it true that you ate the wheels off a car, drank a quart of milk with your tear duct, and then passed 35 feet of rope through your intestinal tract?
All in the same afternoon, Dan.
Janice, is there anything out there you wouldn't try?
Well, that's a no-brainer. Cigarettes, of course.
You wouldn't try a cigarette? Oh, come on.
No, you come on, Dan. Do you know what's in a cigarette? Nicotine, an addictive drug. I said I was adventurous, not stupid. Just thinking about being addicted gives me an upset stomach.
You'll try a cinder block sandwich, but you won't try a cigarette?
Question, Dan. Have you ever heard of anybody getting hooked on cinder blocks?
Well, that's the word. Apparently, it's safer to try a carburetor milkshake than it is to try smoking, because the intestinal distress will last only a few days, but smoking can last the rest of your life. A message from the Massachusetts Department of Public Health.
This is the Travel World Radio Network.
Montreal, Canada. It's the Travel World Radio Show, across America via satellite.
Yeah, baby.
And welcome back once again to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. I'm Willem Backus in Studio Montreal with Bob at Master Control, Stephen Pickford in Studio West, Beaconsfield.
Good morning.
And, yeah, good morning, Steve. We got a really great show lined up for us today. You took a trip recently down the mighty Mississippi.
You actually went upriver from New Orleans to Memphis.
I was down from here.
7 nights. So beautiful, relaxing trip aboard the Mississippi Queen.
And we got a whole show on that today because we've got online with us Rolf Logan, Vice President of Sales Development for the Delta Queen Steamboat Company, and we're going to be talking a lot about this. Rolf, welcome to Travel World.
Well, thank you for having us. We appreciate it.
So, yeah, well, that's a wonderful opportunity. And, you know, it's always had that charm going from New Orleans to Memphis and the actual authentic paddle wheel steamboats from way back when. Steve, tell us a bit what it was like.
Well, it was so relaxing. It goes around 6-7 miles an hour at maximum speed upriver, and we stopped every day in the morning, sometimes for a full day, at different ports of call and took in the history, the southern plantations, the Civil War heritage of the river. And I can't say more than how relaxing an experience it can be, combining the heritage, combining the great food, the entertainment. And I had done the steamboat experience 15 years ago, and the service was far superior this time. It was beyond compare.
So that was something that you know for sure that, you know, anybody who's been on there before has got a re-experience, because I know that when you came back, you were raving about it.
And there's so many repeat passengers. They said, oh, 15 times they've been on the boat, and that's nothing. There are people who've been on 40, 50 times. They continue to repeat because there's so many different parts of the river that one can experience and different tributaries of the Mississippi. Rolf, tell us a bit more about the three boats in the fleet and some of the itineraries one can do.
Well, we've got, first of all, the boats in the fleet. We've got the legendary Delta Queen, and that's our flagship. And she was built in 1927, and she's a National Registered Historic Landmark. She's a museum unto herself. When you walk on board this boat, it only holds 174 passengers. So if you were to take it, for example, Steve, on the trip that you took from New Orleans to Memphis, at the end of the departure, you're going to know everyone on board. But she's as authentic a steamboat and paddle wheeler that you'll get in the world. And she is nationally registered historic landmark. So that's the Delta Queen. She's got a crew of 80 taking care of a passenger capacity of 174. Then we got the magnificent Mississippi Queen, which was built in 1976. She holds about 416 passengers, has private verandas for beautiful riverscapes, whether it's at daytime or in the evening. She's a beautiful boat. Laid out very well, she tends to attract groups, and a kind of Victorian and ambiance. And when you walk on board, it's like walking on board a floating bed and breakfast. And then we have the American Queen, which was built in 1995. This boat holds about 436 passengers, about the same size as the Mississippi Queen. And she's registered in the Guinness Book of World Records as the largest steamboat and paddle wheeler ever built. All three boats are steam-powered. So you mentioned, Steve, earlier that it was 6 to 8 miles an hour tops. And that's the whole point. Slow down, take in a cup of coffee, and just enjoy the river.
There's something to see at every bend of the river. There's so much. There's traffic on the river. There are things to see on the banks. But, of course, the Mississippi at different points is still an unspoiled river.
It really is. You'll see beautiful wildlife. You'll see bald eagles in the upper Mississippi River. Between St. Louis and St. Paul, you'll see bald eagles and deer and wildlife on the Tennessee River system. There's absolutely lots to see and do on board these boats.
You never feel that, we say 400-something passengers, but everybody has confined a very quiet spot to relax. Mine was on the bow of the Texas deck, a shady little spot with a rocking chair and open view of the river unfolding before me, and, hey, I was planted down there reading my book and watching the scenery every day.
it's amazing. And Mark Twain wrote that, you know, around every river bend there's a new experience. And the river is just like a book. Every day is like a new page. So, you know, the same trip coming back from Memphis to New Orleans, you'll see some completely different things. It's amazing.
The river comes alive as well through daily lectures, the morning introduction by the River Lorien, which is unique to the Delta Queen fleet.
Yes, we have River Lorians aboard all three boats, and they will lecture passengers. All passengers are invited to come in the morning, afternoon, and the evening, and discuss the river's history, past and present.
One of the things of river life that goes back over 100, 150 years is the great food you could always find on a riverboat, and Delta Queen Steamboat Line maintains that tradition as well. I don't think you can go more than around 10 minutes without finding something to eat.
That's for sure. And we specialize in southern regional cuisine. When was the last time you had fried green tomatoes?
No, I don't think I ever had, other than when I was down south.
Well, you know, you'll enjoy dishes like this, dishes that you don't get back home, jambalaya, a crawfish etouffee, food and cuisine that's indigenous to, you know, the south.
And, of course, you could add the Tabasco sauce to your
crawfish. I was just thinking if you had it tastefully topped with a tincture of Tabasco, Steve.
Yes.
Because that is one of your all-time favorite dishes.
Yes, and Mr. Dave Watts himself has visited the Delta Queen, although he didn't take a cruise aboard it. He had lunch and a tour aboard it many, many years ago.
Well, of course, it's got to have a buffet to be a proper boat for me. But I'll tell you, these boats and these ships going up the river are definitely something that is worth experiencing, because, you know, you also have your private stateroom. Now, Steve, you were telling me that your stateroom had its own veranda.
Own veranda, a balcony overlooking the river, and two twin beds, plenty of drawer space, four full-size drawers, and a small closet area. Private toilet and a shower aboard, so very compact, but very manageable, spotlessly clean, well-maintained by the cabin room attendant, who was a very friendly fellow named Vernon, who was always around to fulfill one's requirements and made sure all the amenities were taken care of, so couldn't ask for more.
Now, when you're sitting there on your own veranda, you got your own little rocking chair, or is it a small veranda? What paint a picture, what's it like?
Well, the cabins, for example, on the cabin level, it's like a garden chair, plastic molded garden chair.
Right. So then on that, at least, but it's small enough you can actually sit down on this thing, but not so small that you kind of stand and hope that you don't fall over.
No, plenty of room. There was room to move the chair and stand in front of it, and there was a little table in between the chairs.
So tell us a little bit about the atmosphere on board. First of all, you have this combination of the weather patterns, too, which you probably had all sorts of weather, the sunny, the overcast and whatnot. What was that like, you know, in the midst of the vegetation, of course, on each side of the river?
Well, as we headed north, it got a little greener, actually, because further south it's more open fields, and also south of Baton Rouge it's quite a bit of industry along the banks of the river, and quite high levees to keep the flooding away from the nearby towns. As we headed north as well, the temperature at this time of year was getting cooler, because still New Orleans, Ocala, and Natchez, quite humid during the day. Quite often in the evenings, you'll get a spectacular show of thunderstorms in the area. But, of course, you're nice, safely ensconced, eating your dinner in the dining room, and you can see the sky light up around you.
That whole thing is such a relaxing sound. I mean, even if you're sitting in the dining room, or if you're waking up in your bunk and you're just listening to the rain spatter against the side, you know for sure that you're there to relax, and you got that fresh air that comes inside.
Well, I knew that I kept the door open to do the balcony at night. Turned the air conditioning off, kept the balcony door open, and listened to the sounds of the river, the water gently trickling by, and just breathed in the fresh air.
Very soothing and relaxing in these times of great stress. Steve, we're going to be taking a quick break on the Travel World Radio Show Across America via satellite. We're going to come back once again and pick up where we left off.
You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve.
Travel World Radio Show via satellite.
Why
Island, Montreal, guests of Travel World stay at the luxurious Hotel Dufour, offering informal elegance and a vibrant sense of space in each guest room and suite, all the comforts of home and office, from beautifully styled custom-crafted furniture to kitchenette convenience. Enjoy panoramic views of the St. Lawrence and Mount Royal, then step outdoors to a multitude of shops and restaurants at your doorstep. Upscale service for the discriminating business or leisure traveler. Hotel Dufour, 1390 4th Street at St. Catherine. Telephone 938-8333.
Hey, how about a root beer?
Come travel down the highway of dreams. Full-bodied flavor in a root beer that screams. Get your lips on Route 66. Indulge yourself, sassafras out of town. Grab one for the road. Pop your top down, get your lips on Route 66.
Roadside Beverage Company, Charlottesville, Virginia.
Take your dream trip aboard Via Rail's Transcontinental, Toronto to Vancouver. Ride Via Rail Canada's train number one, the Canadian. See the beauty of the Canadian Shield in silver and blue. Explore the famous park car in the Bullet Lounge. Enjoy 360-degree visibility in the scenic dome. See the great forests and wildlife as you pass by. Experience Via's superb dining as you take in the view. Enjoy fun activities in the Skyline car and sleep in the comfort and privacy of your own bedroom. Experience true luxury on rails. See the prairies and take in the majestic Rocky Mountains. You'll ride in relaxed comfort, just like the golden age of rail. Via Rails Canadian, the train of dreams. Take your dream trip today. Via Rail Canada, people moving people. Visit us at viarail.ca.
Attention investors, are you looking for above average returns and willing to take a calculated and an educated risk in order to achieve them? I'm Patrick T. Parker from Barclays Financial. Barclays is a specialty firm in futures and options. Now, I know that futures and options are a mystery to most people. Let us help you solve that mystery. Futures and options investing involves substantial risk of loss and are not suitable for everyone. Right now, we're making a major recommendation in the energy markets, specifically unleaded gasoline. Energy prices have been on the move. Worldwide demand has been on the rise. OPEC has been keeping a lid on supplies. Learn how to leverage over 420,000 gallons of unleaded gas in today's marketplace. Discover the tremendous power of leverage. Call Barclays Financial right now for a free audio, video, or CD-ROM on options investing. Call 1-800-825-8998. That's 1-800-825-8998. Barclays Financial. Mystery solved.
Dancing. Learn to dance at the Arthur Murray Dance Studio. Dancing is fun, it's great exercise and it builds confidence. It sure beats aerobics. Dancing feels great and you'll look great. You can go alone or with a partner. At Arthur Murray, their instructors are friendly, professional, and you'll learn at your own pace. Arthur Murray teaches ballroom, Latin, and popular new dance styles, like the merengue, cha-cha, tango, waltz, rock and roll, the hustle, swing, and more. Don't worry if you have two left feet, because everybody starts somewhere. And before long, you'll be amazed at your progress. At Arthur Murray, your program will include one-on-one lessons, group lessons, and practice sessions. Plus, you can practice in their studio anytime at no additional cost. They're open at hours that are convenient to you, weekdays from 1 to 11 p.m., and on Saturdays by appointment. You'll look great and you'll feel better. Call Arthur Murray today and get ready to dance. Call today, because your first lesson is free. Arthur Murray Dance Studio, Brunswick Boulevard, near Sources Road in Dollard. Telephone 421-9710. That's 421-9710.
Travel and Lifestyles Programming. This is the Travel World Radio Network.
And welcome back once again to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. I'm Willem Backus in Studio Montreal here with Master Control Operator Bob Cassini and Stephen Pickford in Studio West in Beaconsfield discussing the fabulous Delta Queen Steamboat Company. You know, of all the trips that you can take through Canada and the USA, and I was thinking about this while listening to that VRL commercial on the break, about there's these trips that capture the imagination. It's a you know, sometimes it's a once-in-a-lifetime experience, and sometimes you want to repeat it, but it's well worth going on these things. The one across Canada on Via Rail, for instance. And this, for sure, going from New Orleans to Memphis on the mighty Mississippi River is definitely one of these things that you got to do at least one time in your life. And with the three ships in the fleet, you know, everything that we know and love in terms of the modern music that we have today was born. I mean, that's the cradle of all the best music there is. And Stephen, you experienced tons of fantastic music aboard the Mississippi Queen when you were there.
Oh, yes. The entertainment is marvelous aboard the Mississippi Queen. And as we were saying about the heritage of the river and the once-in-a-lifetime type of trip, there's people have all read Mark Twain and heard about the Mississippi, read about the Mississippi, and this is their chance to personally experience it. And, Rolf, you've done a number of surveys, and repeat passengers, you're like number one in repeat passenger load factors of all the cruise lines.
It's really amazing, because I've worked for other companies as well, but this one is most unique in that we tend to pull at the heartstrings of people, and we capture their imagination, as you mentioned, and they become real ambassadors of our product. I was on the phone the other day helping one plan his 100th steamboat and cruise with us. And then he plans, he's booking more. He's going on 104, 105. It's really amazing. And I would say that it's because of the way that we treat the passengers. And once you repeat on Delta Queen, you get special privileges, discounts, and you're really treated special.
Well, they have the Paddle Wheel Society of America. You get your certificate showing you're a member and a lapel pin, a number of other things. Everyone still remember that it was my second steamboat adventure, even though it was like 15 years apart.
And you go to a special captain's cocktail party and take advantage of special offers as well on a go-forward basis.
It's a little bit of an older crowd aboard the boat, although during the summertime you're finding a lot more family reunions and family bonding experiences because people come together to discover the heritage of America.
They really do. We attract families because children under 18 go free anytime when they share the same stateroom as the two paying adults. So we really attract multi-generational travel, grandma and grandpa, dad and mom, as well as the kids. They all get together. It's an affordable vacation. We offer free family shore excursions. And it's the beauty of it is, and Steve, you can relate to this, you didn't see a TV in your stateroom, did you?
No TV. In many parts of the river, you can't get cell phone coverage, so you are totally away. There's no internet aboard the boat. You're going back in time, and you're close enough to civilization as you want to be, but you're stepping back to the 1880s and enjoying the way life used to be.
Exactly. So we attract families. We offer a little Ozzy and Harriet in an Osborne world.
what
do the kids do if they can't watch TV or play on the internet? You know what they do?
They beat each other up. at least in my family, yeah.
You play games. You talk. You communicate. You enjoy moments together. And that's what we offer families.
People were playing games of cards, they had board games, there puzzles to put together, there's a library with books about the river. One afternoon there was kite flying from the top deck. People were not bored, that's for certain. I mean, there's something for everyone to do, either as little or as much, and that is one of the great things about steamboating. Is you have the shore excursions, you have the food, you have the entertainment, and as we were saying about the music, music is an integral part of the steamboat experience.
Ah, yes, the music, Steve, the music. Bob is a talented drummer, as everyone knows here on the Travel World Radio Show, and he actually cut his teeth in music by doing a lot of the big band and even some of the Dixieland music, but his one of his drumming idols of all time was Buddy Rich from that jazz era. And apparently you had the big band and jazz era kind of music going on the particular excursion you were on, Steve.
Yes, there was the big band was the theme. There are a number of musical theme journeys throughout the year. Well, what are some of the other different theme cruises that you have coming up?
Well, we usually have, we've got one August 13th on the Mississippi Queen that's bluegrass music.
Oh, wow.
And, I don't know if you guys saw the movie Oh, Brother, Where Art Thou?
No, I didn't see that particular one, but it was a remake of Homer's The Odyssey.
Well, the point is that the music, that the
yeah.
wife, straight drive. We've got them on board. We also do Legends of the 50s departures as well, big band music. And we're even venturing out and doing Legends of the 60s departures with the Fab Four on board. We'll do that on the American Queen. We offer lots of musical alternatives. We usually supplement the beautiful small river towns, and then when you come back on board the boat, you've got your special interest music that's happening.
Well, for example, in Helena, Arkansas, it's been a very enjoyable morning on a shore tour, listening to gospel music and also Mississippi blues.
Oh, wow.
And in the evening, every evening in the paddle wheel lounge, there was a different theme, be it jazz, country, folk, bluegrass, oldies. Every night was a different theme, so there was something for everyone.
Well, you know, on that particular departure, you've got jazz in New Orleans. You know, so you could spend a couple of nights before your departure just enjoying all the jazz clubs. You get on the boat, you've got the banjo, you've got jazz music. As you get upriver, you're experiencing the blues in Greenville, Mississippi, Helena, Memphis, Tennessee. So you really get, you're enriched, you're engulfed in the musical experience of the South. It's wonderful.
And I can't say enough again about the staff on board, because it's an all-American staff, so there's no language problems with anybody, and a smile at every corner. Hello, how are you? Everyone you passed, and compared to past years, I found the staff was also interacting a lot more with the passengers, even on shore excursions. Some of the members of the band, onboard hosts, the social hosts, were getting off and participating in the tours as well. So there was always somebody intermingling with the passengers, making sure they were having a good time.
That's the steamboating way.
You know, Steve, there's one thing I can't blame them for. I mean, heck, if I worked on board a ship like that, it doesn't matter how many times you go up the Mississippi River, there's always something new to discover.
Oh, yeah, that's for certain, because there were people, the staff are saying, we hadn't seen that before, or this is my favorite part of the river, and they're all talking about, this part of the Mississippi is my favorite part, or I prefer this corner of the Tennessee or the Ohio. There's a part of the river for everyone.
And the music, Steve, the music. It's the cradle of where it all came from. You're talking about the Mississippi blues of the whole era. I mean, that's where it all started. I mean, people from the Mississippi blues moving into Memphis and the whole synergy that all came together of the kind of music that we listen to today.
And the evenings all began before your dinner or after your dinner, depending what seating you were on, with a 45-50 minute review, which was different every night in the Grand Saloon, with the house band and a cast of four individuals, very talented individuals, who put on a show, different theme every night as well, Broadway show tunes, shows, songs of the river, songs of patriotic heritage. John Kottmeyer would have been happy. They did sing Battle Hymn of the Republic.
yes, John Kottmeyer from our Liberty Works days. And Steve, you didn't mention also the shore excursions that you had, because you don't just go straight up the river. You actually stop in many, many ports of call on the way.
Yes, for example, on my first full day, I stopped at Oak Alley Plantation, a beautiful southern plantation just north of New Orleans. St. Francisville, visited Fort Desperate, Civil War heritage site, which was actually a little longer in siege by a day or two than the more famous Vicksburg. Natchez for its historic homes, Vicksburg itself, Civil War battlefield. They had dug up from the river a sunken ironclad boat from the Civil War era that was still there, partially reconstructed in front of the museum, and Helena for the gospel and blues. So there was something different each day, and you're going through an area full rich of history.
Now, last week, Stephen, when you were actually within cell phone range, you actually called into the show, so we devoted half of our program once again to the Delta Queen Steamboat Company, and you talked a bit about your full day of sailing. Then.
Yes, it was a full day of steamboating last Saturday, and so that really gives you really time to relax. Well, of course, I still managed to make all the meals and all the snacks, right?
You can't miss a meal on board these ships. Stephen, we've got less than 20 seconds left. Give us some telephone numbers and websites.
1-800-543-1949 and www.deltaqueen.com. Talking about the Mississippi Queen and the Delta Queen Steamboat Company this morning with Rolf Logan. Thanks for joining us, Rolf.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us on board our own show, the Travel World Radio Show, across America via satellite. We're coming back with Captain Paul Tini. Stay listening, everybody.
You're listening to Travel World with Dylan and Steve.
Travel World Radio Show by satellite.
Vacation time can mean a heart-rending decision. What to do with your pet? Auberge VIP offers a unique concept in boarding facilities designed for the ultimate comfort of your best friends. From the moment of registration, a trained staff member is assigned to provide personalized attention to your pet. A variety of suite sizes are available for our canine guests, designed to provide privacy while cats enjoy a choice of multi-level apartments with a sunny southern exposure. Your pet's personal program can be tailor-made, from special diets to daily grooming and a play and exercise time each day. And it's not just luxury amenities which sets Auberge VIP apart. Auberge VIP provides for a totally enclosed environment, offering safe, sanitary conditions with personnel on duty 24 hours a day and a veterinarian on call. Auberge VIP, we invite you to call us to visit our facility and experience firsthand the care and special attention your pet deserves. Auberge VIP, a comfortable and caring atmosphere for your very important pet. Call today, 381-6653.
DiCapua's Photography. Quality professional photography services for all occasions. Let DiCapua's put their 20 years of industry experience to work for you. Entertainers and models, commercial, industrial, and aerial photography. Portfolios and portraits. People, places, or things, studio or on location. Your satisfaction is the focus at DiCapua's Photography. Stop in at 913 East 2nd Street, Reno, Nevada, or visit our webpage and sample our work at nav.to/DiCapua. That's DECAPUA. Call Gary at DiCapua's Photography to plan your special occasion or business photos. 329-8810. 329-8810. Capture that special moment that will last you a lifetime. DiCapua's Photography. 329-8810. You'll like what we see.
Feel the warmth the instant you step aboard the airline that takes you to more of Mexico, Latin America, and beyond. Mexicana Airlines. Whether you experience a new level of service in our executive or tourist class, whether you're traveling on business or pleasure, you'll enjoy a choice of hot entrees, open bar, and leg room to spare, all at the lowest possible fares. Come, fly with us in a world of style like no other. At Mexicana Airlines, we think the world of you.
Mexicana Airlines, amazingly close to Mexico and Latin America, with over 40 destinations to offer you in Mexico, Central and South America, and the Caribbean. Whether it's a quick getaway or an extended vacation, let Mexicana help you plan your dream vacation. Enjoy the excellent in-flight service and outstanding on-time performance. Call toll-free from the United States and Canada, 1-800-531-7921, or contact your local travel agent. Also, visit our website. Website at Mexicana.com.
Do you have trouble remembering things lately? Normally, there are a major amount of fat cells in your head, causing difficulty in oxygen reaching your brain. As we age, this condition worsens, causing memory loss, dementia, and worse. Memory loss is not random, accidental, or inevitable. It is reversible if treated properly. The all-natural, safe, ultra-memory is a result of research conducted at Harvard and leading universities. Studies show that the herb ginkgo can dramatically slow the effects of aging on memory and even improve memory function in healthy young people as well. Ultra-memory contains ginkgo in easy-to-take capsule form. Ultra-memory will help you live a full, functioning life. Find out why leading researchers call ultra-memory brain tonic. To try ultra-memory risk-free, call 1-800-952-3494. Call now and save an additional 20%. 1-800-952-3494. That's 1-800-952-3494.
This is the Travel World Radio Network.
And welcome back once again to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. I'm Willem Backus in Studio Montreal with Bob Cassini at Master Control, our master musician, and Stephen Pickford, of course, in Studio West Beaconsfield, having come back from one of the trips of a lifetime, and it's now a repeat visit for Steve. He's been on board the Mississippi Queen, one of the great ships of one of the three great steamboats of the Delta Queen Steamboat Company, enjoying his particular time down there, Steve. And we got a special guest, don't we?
Yes, Captain Paul Taney is the master of the majestic Mississippi Queen, and he joins us now on Travel World, I guess, docked at Oak Alley today. Is that correct, Paul?
Yes, sir. Good morning, Stephen. How are you?
Doing great. Wishing I was still sailing aboard the Mississippi Queen.
Yes, sir. It's a beautiful day down here on the river. I'm down here at Oak Alley. Beautiful.
What are some of the you did the reverse cruise that I did. Did you stop at the same ports of call heading downriver?
Yes, sir. Yeah, we stopped at the same places that you were there, Vicksburg and Natchez and Baton Rouge, and now today we're in Oak Alley Plantation.
Now, at different times of the year, the Mississippi Queen and its sister boats do different parts of the river, and you were telling me that you have different favorite parts of all of the rivers.
Well, you know, each river is different, has its own personality, its own characteristics, anywhere from St. Louis to St. Paul, Minnesota. Or one of my favorites is the Nashville, Tennessee, on the Cumberland River, all the way to Chattanooga, Tennessee, where we cross over and go up the Tennessee River. Beautiful country.
Particularly in fall foliage.
Particularly. There's always something to see, but fall foliage seems to be a very popular trip.
Now, you've been sailing the river for over 20 years. There must be sort of funny events or things that really stand out in your memory.
Well, you know, after 25 years, actually, on the river here, there are so many. Each day is an adventure. Each day you get to see something different. It's just like watching a movie that never repeats itself. I can't even begin to tell you some of the incidents, but it's just an experience of a lifetime.
It's the people you meet as well along the way, interacting with the passengers, and that's part of the fun of travel as well.
Actually, that is one of the favorite parts, is you get to meet our passengers that come from all over the world, and all different types of characters, and some of them are real characters, believe me, but we tend to please them all.
And they seem to be very pleased because of the repeat travel factor, and people just naturally seem to be having a good time and getting along. You know, you get together 400 people from various backgrounds and various points of origin, and you figure, oh, boy, maybe there's going to be conflict, but everyone is brought together by a love of the river and a love of the steamboat.
That's right, and the hospitality. People get spoiled, so spoiled that some of them would prefer just to stay on for another week.
Or longer, because you don't get that type of service at home. That is for sure.
That's for sure. Everybody gets personalized service, and with the staff that we have on here, well trained in hospitality, and they're second to none.
I was just listening to Rolf Logan talk about that on the previous segment, talking about the Delta Queen and how you had 174 passengers on board that particular boat with about 80 staff. Now that's an incredible staff to passenger ratio, so you know you're going to be well taken care of.
Well, that's true. Now, on the Mississippi Queen, we can hold somewhere around 420 passengers, and we have a staff of 160.
That's still awfully amazing. So you know that you're going to have very attentive and very friendly service, because that whole region is all about hospitality.
That's right. We like to, no matter if we're up north or down south, everybody still gets the traditional southern hospitality.
And the staff members have their hometown city on their name badges. As I was saying last week, our waiter, Reggie, one day he had Wichita Falls, Texas on his badge, and the next day he had New Orleans, Louisiana. I said, Reggie, did you move overnight?
Yeah. Well, we like to let the people know where we're from, because, like I said, they are from all over the regions. And sometimes they don't realize it, but they grew up in the same neck of the woods.
And that creates an extra element of bonding and people sharing experiences and sharing stories.
That's right. And then when our crew get off on vacation, they can go back out there and visit them.
And those friendships last. People are talking about, oh, we're contacting each other. Crew members say, I've heard from passengers. Crew members said, hey, if you're ever in my city, give me a call. Here's my email. Just over a short span of 7 days, new friendships are made.
You know, I've never seen anything like it as far as people keeping in touch with each other, either passengers that will meet another group of people on board and they will keep in touch with them. They will make travel arrangements with them for other cruises, as well as our crew members. They do keep in touch with the passengers and vice versa. It's just it's amazing.
And the crew getting to know the passengers over those short days, knowing what their likes and dislikes are. I didn't have to sit down for more than 2 minutes, and a Coke was right there in front of me because I ordered it the first night. Reggie knew that anything with chocolate, we mentioned the first night, anything with chocolate would be good for dessert. So one day there were two things with chocolate, so automatically both dishes were brought before me, the chocolate mousse and the chocolate cake. Didn't have to repeat and repeat, and they knew. They were instinctive. That service was instinctive.
Well, speaking of the chocolates, that's where all those chocolate chip cookies must have went.
Oh, you know it. You know it. This is the genuine chocolate monster. And, of course, me being the cookie monster, you wouldn't have had any cookies left at all. But that speaks to a high level of not just a dedication to customer service, but you know that the crew truly enjoys working there, because it's only by people who have pride in their work and pride in workmanship and care that you know somebody's going to take the time and the trouble to actually remember not only your name, but also your preferences and what you want to drink. I mean, Steve might have met this person two or three times at the most, and suddenly, you know, give him a Coca-Cola, give him his favorite kind of dessert, give him his chocolate this, and we have these things. And you know, it speaks to, and you mentioned it yourself, not any day is the same. You always have fun on this trip. I mean, I can't think of anything cooler than being captain on board a steamboat.
Well, don't get any ideas of wanting my job, because I don't feel like giving it up anytime soon, that's for sure.
No, we'll be your passenger. We'll be your buddy.
That's the way to do it. Come on as a passenger. We do have the largest repeat passenger group of all the cruise industries, because, like I said earlier, people are pampered. It's just a wonderful thing to see, and they come back time and time again.
Now, you listen to those customer comment cards. There's a lot of companies, they give you a customer comment card, and, well, you might as well be putting it in the garbage pail for all the good it does. And Delta Queen Steamboat Company goes through and reads every comment card and shares that feedback as well with the employees.
That's right. Every comment card is gone through with the staff, the officer staff on board here, as well as being read in the office by our vice president of hotel operations. And the suggestions are taken very seriously. Any comments are taken seriously. And it's one of the things that have made our product so good is we care what the people think.
Well, that is great, because it evolves with what the customers require, what they request, what they demand. For example, checking in for the cruise this time was so much simpler and easier than it was 15 years ago. It was much smoother. Probably, again, because of the importance of getting the passenger feedback.
That's right. Anything from the check-in all the way to your enjoyment through the cruise, meal times, how that's done, or the show times, or what kind of daily activities go on throughout the day, all the way to the very end at checkout time.
Now, we were talking earlier, again, about the food and about the entertainment. Those are two integral parts to the enjoyment of a steamboating vacation.
Matter of fact, here again, people tell me, as long as sharing it with the rest of the staff, that we have some of the best entertainment that will rival with Vegas shows or anything that they've ever seen anywhere else.
Well, those evening shows in the Grand Saloon were excellently produced, great four-person cast, the house band as well, and the different themes that if somebody has gone on a cruise with you maybe a year ago, it's a rotating theme of entertainment packages. So it's not constant repetition. You're going to get something different. So that, again, encourages the repeat traffic.
That's right. Every night we have something different in our main Grand Saloon, where we have the big shows. We have also back in the Powder Wheel Lounge, we have Dixieland, we have country and Western nights, we have Mardi Gras nights. The entertainment never stops.
It's a non-stop adventure, and of course, do as little or as much as you want to do. That's the power of it, the power of relaxation.
Steve, we have about 20 seconds before we're going to be taking our third break on the particular program, and our first break, of course, with Captain Paul Tierney. Why don't you give out a website for the Delta Queen Steamboat Company,
right, and then we'll take a break. www.deltaqueen.com, 1-800-543-1949, and we'll be back after the break with Captain Paul Tierney.
Travel World will continue. Stay listening. Travel World Radio by satellite.
Get a good night's sleep and still arrive on time for that important business meeting. Via Rail Canada's Constellation Class overnight service between Toronto and Montreal, your hotel on rails. Via Rail will rock you to sleep in the privacy and comfort of your own bedroom. Next morning, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Breakfast is included, so you're downtown and you're ready to go. Aboard Via Rail Canada. People moving people. Visit us at viarail.ca.
Mutual Federal, giving peace of mind, will always be the bank of choice and stand the test of time. Mutual Federal, your premier community bank. 100
Before heading off on your next trip, head off to Jetsetter. Jetsetter is Montreal's travel accessory center with the largest selection of travel accessories in Eastern Canada. Everything that you could possibly want relating to travel, all in one location. Money belts, water purifiers, miniature binoculars, travel irons, guidebooks and maps, plus converters and adapters for all your electrical needs, including computers. What's more, you'll find every imaginable kind of rolling luggage, including duffel bags, knapsacks, and travel packs from such name brands as Tumi, Travel Pro, Skyway, Loose Board Sack, Kipling, Timberland, Eagle Creek, Briggs & Riley, and more. At Jetsetter, I found you don't pay more for quality and personal service. In fact, you'll save with Jetsetter, and GST is included in every price you see. Jetsetter, Montreal's Travel Accessory Center. 66 Laurier West between Clark and Cedar Van. Telephone 271-5058.
Language is destiny. Every time you speak, read, or write, you expose the limits of your language. The words you think influence your actions. The words you use are always judged. The words you understand reveal what you know and what you don't know. Now with the Vocabulary Dynamics program, you can take charge of your verbal destiny. Easily master a world-class vocabulary, exude confidence and command of the English language, and expand your understanding of thousands of new words. And all you have to do is just listen. Developed by Scott Bornstein, international expert in language learning, memory know-how, and test preparation, Vocabulary Dynamics will unlock your genius for language and word use so you'll never be at a loss for words again. If you call now, Scott will drop the price by almost 40%. Call 1-888-813-7974 toll-free right now. 1-888-813-7974 for the Vocabulary Dynamics Program. 1-888-813-7974.
I can read. Three little words parents and grandparents long to hear. I can read. The key that unlocks a lifetime of opportunity. I can read. The road to independence, pride, and self-discovery. Every day, thousands of children struggle needlessly. Every day. Reading remains the goal, not the reality.
If you're looking for a powerful but simple-to-use home study program that goes beyond a game that hooks children on reading, you want Get Ready, Get Set, Read. Developed by a team of leading educational learning and reading specialists, the Get Ready, Get Set, and Read program guides, inspires, and integrates the best approaches for maximum success and reading results. Make a difference. Call toll-free 1-888-813-7975. Mention the station for a 40% discount. Get Ready, Get Set, Read has an unconditional 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 1-888-813-7975. 1-888-813-7975. Call today.
Across America via satellite, this is the Travel World Radio Network.
We'll be right back.
And welcome back once again to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. I'm Stephen Pickford in Studio Montreal with Bob Cassini in Master Control. Stephen Pickford in Studio West Beaconsfield. We got Captain Paul Tini of the Mississippi Queen Steamboat on the line with us today talking about the Delta Queen Steamboat Company and the capturing the imagination with our voyages up and down the mighty Mississippi from New Orleans to Memphis, Steve.
And other points even further north at times of the year up as far as St. Louis and Minneapolis, St. Paul, discovering the different parts of the river depending on the season and the theme of the cruise. Now, of course, Willem, who enjoys sort of the mechanical aspect of things,
yes.
It is possible to actually learn more about the functioning of take tours while on board and or look into the engine room, Captain Paul.
Oh, yeah, the engine room.
Yes.
Tell you, the big red wheel back there, it is a steamboat. It is actually driven by steam, and a big red paddle wheel back there is the sole means of propulsion.
Now, that's something that totally captures my imagination, because one of the things I was thinking of, I mean, ever since Stephen called in last week, we've had a bunch of calls and emails from listeners who've been asking, you know, to paint a bit of a visual picture. What do these boats look like? You know, I have this image in my mind of the streets of, you know, Bourbon Street in New Orleans and something that's kind of transposed onto these steamboats. What color are they, for instance? What's the boat look like?
Well, actually, they have been known as far as even Mark Twain described them as floating wedding cakes. They are huge. They are white with all kind of decorations, gingerbread throughout the boat, and of course you have that big red wheel on the back end.
Oh, gotta love that! And how many stacks for the? First of all, how is the steam fired? How is the heat generated?
But actually, we use a Bunker C. It's a number 6 oil, and what that does, because of its high BTU ratio, it heats the water, boils it, makes steam, and it's sent back there from the fire room back to the engine room, which actually turns these two big pistons, these big cylinders, and it's just, if you can just think of how a steam locomotive goes around, it's the same way, one on each end, one on each side. It turns this massive wheel back there. It's amazing.
The big wheel keep on turning. And does it have that that chugga-chugga kind of a sound to it, like shoop, 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 as you're going down the river?
Actually, if you listen real quietly, you can hear it. But there's one good thing about it being a steamboat. It's so quiet, you don't hear the roar of any kind of engines. And you actually, the only way that you can tell that you're moving is when you look out the window.
Right. You can't hear anything. It's so smooth, so quiet. All you really hear is the light sounds of the waters parting for your way, lapping at the sides of the boat.
It is the quietest and the smoothest ride that you will ever take.
Oh, that's something amazing. Now, Steve, or Captain Paul, is there a place, for instance, you can stand on the top deck and you can actually look down and watch this paddle wheel or the paddle wheel itself turning round and round and see the water splashing as it goes in and out of the water?
Yes, we have, on this boat in particular, we have a place called the Calliope Bar, which, by the way, hosts the world's largest steam calliope, which you are able to play yourself. And looking over the outer rail, look down and watch this big red wheel turning with the water splashing. It is just mesmerizing, and you can just lose time.
Oh, yeah, I would totally capture my imagination. You can actually go and play this calliope yourself?
Yes, we have these, what we call the calliope tryouts. We have calliope capers where our passengers are able to go back there and play the calliope themselves, and we offer them, well, actually, they are awarded a Vox Calliope certificate.
Oh, wow. That sounds like a fascinating thing for me, because music, of course, totally appeals to me. Now, Steve, did you ever ask if they could play Music Box Dancer on the Calliope?
No, that one thing I'd have to save for my next journey.
There's always something to look forward to on the next journey.
Well, and there always is going to be a next journey on this kind of a thing, because you go down thinking, okay, it'll be the trip of a lifetime, but you want to come back. You want to stay.
It captures your heart. That is really what it does. The, yes. The boat and the river captures your heart and captures your imagination. And I can fully see why people would say, I'm taking my 100th steamboat cruise, because it is the way to travel.
That's right. Matter of fact, on this cruise, we have two sisters, and one has this is her 30th trip, and her sister came one time without her, and she has got her 31st trip under her belt. They love it.
They're having a battle of who can go on a steamboat the most times.
That's right. She told me the other day, she goes, I'm going to have to sneak away from the house so my sister doesn't know where I'm going, and I'm going to catch up with her.
Well, you know, you got to have that kind of friendly rivalry among the family, especially for this particular kind of a journey. And, you know, I can just see Stephen sitting on that top deck reading a book and enjoying just how the boat kind of glides on the water there.
Yeah, it is. It's very peaceful. And like I said earlier, with the entertainment, you can stay as busy as you like with all the onboard entertainment that goes on throughout the day. Or you can just sit in a corner, read a book, and just do a little needle pointing, whatever you like to do, and just let the day go by.
Now tell me, is there a swimming pool on board?
Actually, there is a small pool. Some people look at it as the pool? And it's like, well, you can look at it as a small pool or a very large jacuzzi.
Oh, yeah. Sort of like the bathtub or something. I know for a fact that Stephen and I, well, one of the big things we do here on Travel World is a lot of spa visits. So when there's a hot tub, you know we're going to be there.
Yeah, so we also have a small, I'll call it a gym for our passengers, so they can work off some of that food that they've eaten, some of those chocolate chip cookies.
Yep, there's all day, 24 hours a day, you can get chocolate chip cookies, water, tea, coffee.
Although those chocolate chip cookies probably expired halfway during the trip because they were all gone.
Yeah.
Inexplicably.
And it wasn't just me that was eating them. And of course, you can actually have free breakfast, start continental breakfast, breakfast buffet, and a cook-to-order breakfast. So, of course, they start at different times, so really you could start eating at around 6 in the morning and go right through to 9:30.
And you tried.
Oh, yes. I was all in the course of a journalistic investigation.
Naturally. It's got to be done for that. Now, Steve, on some of the ports of call, did you end up meeting anybody you knew? Did you meet Taylor Buckner?
Yes, actually, a couple of times on board. I think he was sailing the river as well.
Oh, for sure. And in your ports of call, did you end up walking on Savvy Street at all?
I didn't get to that street, but I think at one point in Natchez Lower Town, it was the main drag.
The main drag. Well, that's the whole idea of going down is visiting places that you've always wanted to go and try to explore. Maybe on the next trip you end up visiting that street you've always wanted to walk on.
Maybe in Chicago, which is the next trip down the road. So.
Oh, yeah. Well, bring a camera, Steve, and show me pictures of the event. I would love to see it.
Yes.
So, for all of us here on the Travel World Radio Show, I mean, we're running out of time. Yes. Captain Paul Tini of the Delta Queen Steamboat Company, Captain of the Mississippi Queen, one of the coolest jobs I can think of. Thanks for joining us here today.
Oh, you're more than welcome. And can I add one thing real fast? There's
yes, please.
Things. There are two things that we did not offer, and that is scuba diving or seasickness.
Well, I can always understand the thing about seasickness because a boat is so smooth. I mean, it's hardly possible on that particular thing.
1-800-543-1949. 1-800-543-1949. www.deltaqueen.com for more information on these great steamboating adventures.
And that's it. Well, that's another edition of the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. And Steve, so next week we have Stan and Sandra Posner.
Right, out to British Columbia they went.
They're talking about their BC trip, and they're also authors of the Drive I-95 book, one of the more interesting details. It's like a guideway for the entire 95 interstate. And they'll be joining us for the entire show next week. So once again, we've got plenty of interesting stuff for you. Great show today on the Delta Queen Steamboat Company. And once again, thank you for joining us, Captain. And Stephen?
Yep. Thank you, Captain Paul Taney from Delta Queen Steamboat.
You're both welcome, and have a good day.
Wonderful, wonderful. That's it. I'm Willem Backus.
I'm Stephen Pickford.
I'm Bob Cassini.
Happy traveling, everybody. Till next week.
This is the Travel World Radio Network. The Travel World Radio Show is produced in Montreal, Canada, on the Travel World Radio Network. For advertising or affiliation information, please visit our website at www.travelworldradio.com or call us at 514-861-3488.